Amen. Amen. While you're seated, you open your books up. Amen. While you're standing. Yes, I'm sorry. While you're standing, open your books up to Matthew chapter 26. Amen. Amen. And we're going to be taking a look at verses 32 through 35. Matthew 26, verses 32 through 35. Amen. I see some pages still turning, so we'll give y'all another minute. Amen.
Thank you, Saints. Our scripture this morning, again, as Reverend has mentioned, is coming from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 32 through 35. I'll be reading from the New King James Version this morning. Our scriptures read as follows. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Oh, gracious Father, we come in once again, Lord God, and we just want to take this opportunity to thank you once again. Lord God, I just ask that you take me now and behind me, behind your cross, Lord God. And not only that, Lord God, but I ask that you give your people our ear to hear what it is that you have to say through me. Lord God, we just want to give you all the praise, Lord God. We just want to thank you. We just can't thank you enough for being so good and gracious to us. These and all your many blessings we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Here we go. Some of you are not familiar with me. Amen. Because I'm normally at the 8 a.m. service. Amen. But nevertheless, I'm here now. And I do have some good news for you. Amen. I have some good news for you. Amen. Good news number one is that I'm speaking. Amen. Good news number two is I won't be long. Amen. 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 If you go to sleep, you're going to miss it. At the end of it, you're probably going to say, is that all? Yep, that's going to be all. Nevertheless, amen. The title of this message for today will be Not Me, Lord. Amen. 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 And so we have just read where the Lord has spoken to Peter, amen, and the disciples, amen. And the Lord have gave them some revelation about what's going to happen, amen. And what did they say? Not me, Lord, amen. So now let's just go back and I'm going to just talk for a minute, amen. Listen. To become a professional at anything you want to do, it takes time. Amen? You just can't wake up and say to yourself, I'm going to be a professional at this, and it happens. You have to spend time to become a profession. We just went through the Olympics. There was many pro athletes in different areas of the Olympics. Now, understand this. Those athletes just did not wake up and decide that they was going to go to the Olympics and compete in the Olympics game. Happened that way. These people had spent hours, not one day, but every day. They spent hours training in their event. Not only did they spend hours every day, but listen, it goes on for month to years for them to become good enough where you can compete in the Olympics. Listen, whatever you want to do in life, if you're going to be a mechanic, you don't wake up and just say, okay, I'm going to be a mechanic, and you work on somebody's car. Amen. It don't happen that way because you don't know what you're doing. You have no clue. Whatever it is, whether it's a secretary or you doing construction work, building homes, it don't matter. For you to be a professional, you have to put in the time. You have to put in the work. They go together. You cannot do one without the other. It has to be done. And so now here we go. We got these disciples. Guess what? They just didn't show up. Listen. Were they not with Jesus when Jesus met these people on the shore and they was out there fishing all night? Were they not there? Jesus told them people after meeting them, and they had been out there fishing all night, and they hadn't caught a minnow. They hadn't caught damn minnow. The nets was empty when Jesus approached them. And guess what he told them? Y'all know the story. This ain't nothing new. He told them, guess what? You're fishing on the wrong side. He told them you're fishing on the wrong side. That's how he said, take your net and throw them on the right side. Now guess what happened? They took the nets and they threw them on the right side. And guess what happened then? The nets was full of fish. They had so many fish that they start yelling and calling other people to come over and help them because they had so many fish that the fish would have took them down. Listen, but they not there. They was there. And what did they say? Not me, Lord. Not me, Lord. Listen, these people was there. Was they not there when Jesus fed 4,000 and then he fed 5,000? Were they not there? They was there. And they told Jesus, listen, they told Jesus, look, it's getting by dark. Send these people home into the villages so they can get something to eat. They wanted them to buy something to eat. And guess what Jesus told them? Jesus told them, hey, send them. Feed them. He said, sit them down and feed them. And so now, guess what they had? They only had 5 loaves of bread. And I guess you're saying, well, they had plenty of fish. Yeah, they did. They had 2 fish. Now, in today's language, what we would have said is, what? You want us to do what with 5 loaves and 2 fish? That's what we would say today. But when they told Jesus this, Jesus just told him, give it to me. He took it and he blessed it. And he gave it to them and told them to feed the people. Now, the Bible says not only did they feed all of these thousands of people, but guess what? They had leftovers. They had leftovers. Were they not there? Were these people not there? But guess what? When Jesus told them, "You're going to deny me," what did they say? "Not me, Lord. Not me, Lord." Listen, not only that, listen. They was there when Jesus came across the boat and he come near a tomb. Amen? Amen. And they had this man on the tomb who was possessed. Yes, he was. Amen. The Bible says that chains could not even hold this person. He would break the chains. It said he would break the ropes. People feared him. But when Jesus came, he come out of the cave, and guess what? He knew Jesus. He knew Jesus. The first thing he said is that, "Hey, did you come to torment me?" And Jesus still stopped because Jesus knew he was full of spirits. Amen? And Jesus told him, "Come out. Come out." And when he come out, Jesus asked him his name. And he says, "My name is Legion." Legion means what? Because we are many. Were they not there? In today's language, they saw this, they would probably say what? Listen. They was there. And the spirits asked Jesus if they could go into a herd of swine that was over there. For us today, there's pigs. Amen? They asked Jesus if they could go into... Now listen. When Jesus told them to go, listen. They went into the herd of swine. And guess what the swine did? They run off the cliff. Because guess what? They didn't even want to be... want these spirits in them. So they went off the cliff. But no, not us. We get these spirits with us and we lay down with them. We walk around with them. We have conversations with them. We are okay with them. Even the pigs didn't want these people in them. Listen, the people was with Jesus. Were they not? They saw all of this. They knew all of this happened. But still, they said, "Not me, Lord." Listen. I'm almost through. Listen. Why did I bring you folks there? I'm bringing you folks here because I want you to understand. Listen. Those people that was with Jesus back then, they're no different from us today. Now, there is a difference. I want you to understand. Understand this now. Catch this. Listen. Those people back then had Jesus with them. They was right there. You have Jesus in you. They had Jesus with them. You have Jesus in you. And guess what? Just like these people fell, we fell. We fell because guess what? We don't recognize when these spirits get in us. We think we okay. When we are not. Just think about it. You do not know when these spirits is going to show up. You don't know when Satan is going to come. Because if you did, you'd be able to defeat him. But you lose battles because You don't recognize it. What am I saying? Okay, listen, we train just like the athletes. Do we not come to church on Sundays? Do we not come to Sunday schools? Do we not go to Bible study? Do we not have meetings? Yes, we do. And still, we ended up with knots on our heads because we've been whipped. We fail. And it just ought to not be, because you are actually in a better place than these other folks was that failed, because they only had Jesus with them. But they were successful while Jesus was with them. But guess what? When Jesus left, they failed. And Jesus told them that they was going to fall. And they said, not me, Lord. And so we say the same thing. Oh, it's those other folk, Lord. It ain't me. When somebody tell me something in the church, I don't go and get on the phone and tell nobody. That's not me, Lord. That's those other folks. You just failed. When they come up, And the church want to do a certain thing, you decide that you know better than the church. No, not me, Lord. Yeah, it's you. Yeah, it's you. Listen, 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 listen. People, listen. As Christian people, we ought to do what? Practice what we preach. We ought to practice what we preach. Look, it makes no sense for somebody who just come a part of the church to outrun somebody who's been there for years. That makes no sense. Who does that make sense to? It makes sense to the person who says, not me, Lord. It's you. Yes, it's you. Just like God, when Peter told him, not me, Lord, I die with you. Lord told him, Peter, stop lying. Peter, stop lying. As if God don't know the future. Look, these people were with him all this time. They saw him work miracle after miracle. They was there. Yes, and he just told them a simple thing, that you're going to deny me? Oh, I die with you, Lord. Right. Not me. And all of them said, not me. Yeah. So does everybody in here. Listen, the easiest way to detect the devil when he's after you is to know that he's not going to come to you when everything's going your way and you agree and everybody agree with you. He's not going to show up then. But the minute you get into an argument or a disagreement with somebody and then you cop an attitude, those folks don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. What do you think that is? Listen, listen. If there was two of you, you're going to disagree with you somewhere down the line. If it was two of you, you're not going to agree with yourself every time. It's not going to happen. So how in the heck do you think you could be with a group of people and y'all having a meeting and everybody going to agree with you? It's not going to happen. Somebody's going to disagree down the line. Listen, because they disagree don't mean you take your ball and go home. Okay. I can't get my way. I'm taking my ball going home. Nobody's going to play. We all been through that. We all been through that. Listen, that's not the way the devil shows up, because he don't want agreements. He don't want you to agree. He don't want you getting along together. He don't give a rat that you go to church every Sunday. He don't give a rat that you go to Sunday school. He don't give a rat that you go to Bible school. He don't care. He could care less. He don't care if you are family. He just want to sow division, strife. He don't want you to do what God wants you to do. Listen, practice what you preach, God dog it. Listen. If you say you're a Christian, then God dog it, you're a Christian. Don't leave out of here and let somebody say, I thought they was a Christian. Oh, I thought they was Christian. Listen. Practice what you preach. If you say you're a child of God, then listen. Don't let somebody say, no, that ain't no child of God. He don't act like no child of God. No. Let them people say, that sure enough is a child of God, because I can tell by the spirit in them. But guess what? If they don't see it, trust me. Trust me. And you could be going around saying, not me, Lord. That's what you be saying. It's those other folk, Lord. It's those other folk. It ain't me. Because, see, I know everything. And I've been going to church for 1,500 years, Lord. I know the Bible from cover to cover, book to book. It ain't me. It's those other folk. Guess what? And the God says, stop lying. God said to you, stop lying. Yeah, it's you. And God could have told Peter, yeah, Peter, it's you. I just told you you're going to deny me three times before daybreak. Up the crow. Yeah, I just told you. You've been with me all this time. You saw me fill that net up with fish. You saw me cast out all them freaking demons. You've been with me. You know that since you've been with me, I haven't told you nothing, Peter. I haven't lied to you one time. Does it make sense for me to stand here before you now and tell you that once I leave, you're going to deny me? Listen, listen, listen. Let me finish so you people can get to your chicken dinner. Listen. The one thing the devil don't want, he don't want people getting along. He do not want people getting along. If somebody says something to you, then keep it to yourself. Don't wait till you, can't wait till you get to your cell phone. You can't even leave the church parking lot. You breaking out the cell phone call, hey girl, you know what happened? Hey, listen, stop it. Stop that. Don't be so argumentative. Don't think that you know everything and everything's got to go your way. Because someone disagree with you. Listen, we as Christian people, look, when you get a group of us together, one want to go left, one want to go right, one want to go straight. That don't mean that you get in your car and go to the right and go home. Say the heck with him. They don't know what they're doing. I know it all. They should be following me. Nevertheless, I'm done, y'all. I'm not going to procrastinate any longer. Amen. Amen. We can, listen, I forgot to give you people my 1, 2, 3. It don't matter now. I went over, so. Amen. Amen. So. Doors of the church are open. Amen? Amen. 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 I say all the time, they know this on Sundays at 8 o'clock. It's just good to be, y'all. I promise you, it's good to be. If you don't think that you're in a good place, don't go to the graveyard and ask somebody to take your place. If you don't think you're in a good place, don't go there and say, listen, it's good to be. That don't mean you didn't wake up with no pains. That don't mean problems. Listen. Listen. This body was not made to stay here forever. God put you in time. Time changes everything. Ain't nothing time touches. That means you too. You young body. The pastor used to this, but now he looks for the gate. Amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."